Richard Limber has been working as a handyman and making art on Martha's Vineyard for 29 years. He'll tell you he knows a thing or two about the art community here, how it's made to work against him.
The real estate is the real actor here, not the artwork, I would say. The art is almost a reflection of, you know, a fantasy of what the island is.
Paintings of beaches, buoys, the frilly gingerbread houses. Richard says galleries pay their bills selling that stuff. But he doesn't paint those things. At 62 years old, he's changed a lot in the past 40 years. In his 20s, Richard was looking for any opportunity to hone his skills. He worked as an art teacher for preschoolers. At the same time, literally down the hall, Richard illustrated the human figure using cadavers.
People might picture like a bloody corpse or something like that, but they're actually very gray. These are sort of hand-me-down cadavers, not fresh off the whatever. This is the studio. This is mostly where I organize work and show work.
Sunlight from the overhead window illuminates the white walls. Framed and unframed paintings are pinned in a grid from corner to spider-infested corner. Richard may not be drawing cadavers anymore, but some of his portraits do look like corpses, with splashes of red on the groin, the face, and throat, like crime scene photos.
I understand that one person would interpret that as bloody, and another person would interpret that as more sensuous or, you know, trying to express. Do they respond to it is, of course, the bigger question.
Among the portraits and female nudes are paintings of newspaper clippings, muddy portrayals of political figures spattered with vivid colors that drag you in.
What is this right here?
That is Michael Cohen coming out of some trial date and looking very contrite, basically, and reporters coming at him. I did a bunch of pictures having to do with that. If we go to here, this was the headline for the New York Post. Trump lawyer who paid porn star strip search.
Richard's art has become more political lately. He says the election changed his perspective.
Absolutely kicked me in the ass.
He says art is about starting a conversation, no matter how sensitive or political the subject. He's frustrated that the galleries on Martha's Vineyard refused to open a dialogue with him. So I called around to art galleries and collectors to hear their side. But almost nobody I talked to had heard of Richard Limber.
It's aggravating. But I can assure you, I knock on those doors and I bother those, not specifically those people, but I'm out there all the time. You see my work, you see what I do, okay? This is the place of 16,000 people. They should know about me, okay? They should know about me. And I try. I go there and I talk to them. But basically,
one artist on the vineyard told me Richard has a habit of making inflammatory Facebook comments. But Richard doesn't see it that way.
I think the skins of people are so thin here. What they might consider inflammatory to me is like would probably be like a discourse of some kind.
If you ask Richard what he means by discourse, you'll get 100 different answers. What's clear is he wants Martha's Vineyard to be more like the activist art scenes in New York and Provincetown. But Richard doesn't want to leave Martha's Vineyard. He wants to stir things up. Consequences be damned.
So I know what I'm doing is valid, but when you're pushing these very limited little walls, you're pushing out a little bit, that's the reaction you're generally going to get. So I've set myself up. And so I can't be surprised. But at the same time, it's just fun. It's fun to do that type of creativity. So I just keep going at it.
At the end of Richard's driveway, a flag juts out from a tree. It says Arts District in big letters.
Is that your flag that you put up, the Arts District?
Well, I'm not officially in the Arts District. Arts District is maybe a block over that way. But I finagle that flag, okay?
Richard isn't in the Arts District yet, but that isn't stopping him from making his own. For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Tanner Robbins.